Chris Ronji, Amy Mark scores with you on this soupy.
Disgusting. The dew point is 78.
Not going to lie, guys.
78.
This morning.
It starts to get uncomfortable at like 65.
Yes. 74 is considered tropical.
Disgusting.
Well, tropical, disgusting, yeah. Well, at any rate, it is very soupy, very hot. And I think, I could be wrong, but I think this morning was the soupiest morning of all the mornings so far this summer. Because I ran this morning, and I lost 4 pounds of sweat in an hour and 10 minutes. 4 pounds. That's a lot.
Well, that's on you for how long did you run?
Hour and 10 minutes.
That's on you for running an hour and 10 minutes in this stuff.
Yeah.
Well, I almost said a bad word.
You can't do that. So at any rate, you know, people have, you know, keep your air conditioning on, trying to stay cool. I know Ameren says to keep it at 78. That's insane.
I'm at 75 right now.
Oh, are you too, Matt?
Yeah, me too.
But does your place feel warm right now?
It's a little warm. It's getting there.
Okay.
My bill was really high, so I had to bump it up.
Yeah.
See, I haven't gotten I've got my first bill.
He moved to a cave.
I must be in a cave because it stays cool in there all the time. And I'm at 75, and it feels, when I open the door from the outside, it's like, air's on.
Oh,
and
that's
it's barely
insane.
On. It's crazy. Well, anyway, I would love to know what the next bill is going to be. And by the way, Colonel Ripper tells us to stop complaining. Yeah, he's watching on YouTube, says stop complaining.
Well, we will.
We will not. Oh. We will not stop
on Thursday.
Complaining. Yes, when it's in the high 70s,
yes.
Absolutely.
So Ameren customers, now we talked about this a few weeks ago, because remember when I lived in my little tiny one-bedroom studio, 300 square feet on a good day, my bill was pretty consistently $32 for electric, and then it doubled to $60, almost doubled to $60, and guess what? I moved out. I kept it at 78. It was still $60, the last bill. So we talked about the Ameren rates, and Ameren, Missouri raised its residential electricity rates by 12% on June 1st, but it seems that the rates are just spiking even higher than people were expecting, more than the Ameren said it would be $12 more a month or something like that per customer, and it's been a lot more than that. Yeah, $12 a month is what they averaged. But Maria Kina looked into this story more and had a very interesting conversation.
Ameren's customer advocacy manager, Paige Selby, also points to the electricity rate being higher in the summer and usage being much more because of the extreme heat recently. She recommends unplugging things like phone chargers that are not in use.
So there's little things like that, you know, can also add up.
Now, everyone I've spoken with, when they contacted Ameren, well, your usage is comparable to last year. So if that's the case, if it's being compared to last year, how is it that it doubled this year?
You know, I can't speak to that because every account and everybody's usage is going to be different. So without looking at the specific bills, I wouldn't be able to speak to that other than to say, there's also different rate options available. So, if people look at the way that and when they use it, they might want to try a time of use rate, which has some opportunities to save. Like our evening morning savers, you pay a little bit less.
So when they receive these bills, and a lot of people, it's kind of been shell shock to see a bill more than double, close to 50%.
Mm-hmm.
What should they do at that point, especially if they can't maybe make that payment?
Sure. If they can't pay it, then we really encourage them to reach out and talk to us because we have lots of options available. And, you know, we always will set up a payment agreement. Most people are eligible for those payment agreements where you can pay it off over time. But even more than that, I encourage folks to look at our website about many of the programs that are available. There are so many programs, and I never cease to be amazed at how many people I talk to that don't realize that they're eligible for it. Or maybe they apply applied in the past and they weren't eligible. And so they don't realize that the income eligibility has gone up and maybe now they do qualify. If they got LIHEAP earlier this year, they're also available for crisis assistance if they are facing a disconnection. There's dollar more assistance.
And Paige, can you explain to the listeners so they understand what was this 12% increase for?
So it was for investments that have already been made in our system, which we saw a lot of success in the last storms with outages prevented. So we continue to make investments to make sure that everybody has that AC. And when you flip the light switch on, the lights come on. So that's what those investments are.
As to why Ameren, Missouri chose to enact the 12% rate hike June 1st, when the electricity rates are already higher in the summer months, that still isn't clear. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Yeah, I wasn't satisfied with some of those answers.
It was kind of a non-answer.
So if usage rate is not higher year to year, which is what Maria mm-hmm. asked, then why is it up 40%? She's like, well, I can't speak to everybody's usage. Everybody's there. That doesn't answer the question. We're talking about, generally speaking, mm-hmm. why are bills up 40% if usage is not necessarily up over last year at this exact same time?
Right. Because they when also
last year was also hot. This yes. is not different.
And they said that usage is up now. Usage is up now. I guess what she was referring to is because it's summer, but it's not up year over year.
Yeah.
So I feel like I didn't learn anything.
No,
like,
and I'll tell you what. That's I know this is a PR person speaking.
Yeah.
So she's not going to really help us out.
So,
but here's what I do know. They're going to have to figure it out because and nationally we're going to have to figure it out too because it's not just Ameren. Prices are expected to be up across the board around the country something like 22%. And so we're all going to have to figure it out somehow. And a lot of this, not a lot, a decent amount of this is being driven by data centers
mm-hmm.
because all these new data centers that are being built around the country are sucking up a lot of power.
So,
and so that's going to come back on all of us. But I know this as well. This is not sustainable. People cannot have a $30 bill one month and the next month it is $200. That's just, it's not going to work for people. So somebody's going to have to figure it out.
So Fox 2, our friends over at Fox 2, talked to multiple people reporting that their bills just skyrocketed. They noted one customer reported an increase from a bill that was $105 in June to $254 in July. Another reported an increase from $120 to $395. That is a massive budgeting issue.
Yes, it is.
Because you're looking at, my goodness, I mean, you're looking at rates that are half of your grocery bill or what, you know, a rate change that would be a huge chunk of cash out of your monthly budget that you were not expecting.
And most people, I shouldn't say most, but a lot of people are not going to be able to afford that. So something is going to have to give. Joey is in Carondelet with us now on KMOX. Hi, Joey.
Hey, what's up, Ranger? Amy, how you guys doing?
Oh, boy.
I know.
Oh, boy. Where are you coming from?
I'm coming from being angry at Ameren.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't know what
you,
we
you threw out the Ranger. I needed to know what that was about. Okay.
Well, no, it's Claves. Yeah, it's Claves.
Oh, there you go.
He calls you Ranger.
There you go.
Long-time listener. So I got my bill last month, and it was $22.19.
Oh.
And I moved out of the building and turned the air conditioning up to, like, 80.
Oh.
My bill for this month of the place that I just moved out of is $170. That's a $750 increase, or 750% percent increase.
So you went for, hold
legal?
On a second.
At what point is it not legal?
So you turned the thermostat up to 80.
Correct.
Which means the AC was barely working.
Correct.
And it went up. It went from 22 to 170.
That's correct.
What in the hell?
Okay.
I didn't want to say that, but yeah.
Yeah.
At some point, and I'm being like completely serious here because, you know, they said, yes, there's a 12% increase. For most homes, it will be a $12 increase. Again, at what point, you know, I hate to say in the free market, like, this is illegal.
And but thank you, Joey.
You can't, yeah, what Joey just experienced, yeah. A 700% increase.
Come on, man. That's not sustainable. What if he had left the temperature at 72?
Well,
what would it have gone to?
And here's why I mean,
250?
And I totally believe Joey because I, like I said, my 300 square foot apartment that jumped from $30 to $60. I was living with it at like 68 degrees when it was $30. And then I've been keeping it at 78 because I'm not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And that jumped up to 60.
That's absolute insanity. Apparently, Brad Young has called in.
Brad Young, is this legal?
Yeah, Brad, who can we sue over this?
Yeah, that'd be a great idea, guys. No, here's what I'm going to keep you informed of doing. Solar energy, of course, it would be a nice, attractive option, but you've got to spend, you know, you literally have to donate an arm and a leg, and then you're armless and legless in order to get those ceiling, you know, rooftop solar panels.
Right.
So what I've done, I'm starting my experiment at the end of July. I bought two solar panels. They cost me $140 for both of them, $70 a piece. And I bought a micro inverter that cost me $120, and I'm hooking it up this weekend. And if my back of the envelope estimates are correct, just that simple, modest investment could reduce a summertime electric bill by 25%, just with that modest investment. So I'm going to try that out, and I'll certainly keep you informed of the results of my experiment. But, you know, when people say solar, it'll really cut your electric bill. Yeah, but who's got, you know, $500,000
to invest up front?
It's crazy. Yeah. Very few people can actually do that. Mm-hmm. So my total investment is $300. That's doable, all right? And if it would reduce your electric costs in the summertime by 20-25%, that's truly a viable option.
Hey, Brad, in all seriousness, too, with when I was saying, is this legal? So you have the regulators and the Missouri Public Services Commission approving that 12% increase. And Ameren said, well, it'll be $12 for most people. It's not $12 for most people.
No.
At what point do you say this is misleading and you can't have a $60 electric bill jump to $300 and surprise people? That's a huge budget issue.
Right. And there's actually a legal way to do that. And a legal way to do that is you would have to have hard numbers. I mean, for example, with the interview that Maria just did, you know, that person was slippy, if that's the right word.
Slipperier.
Sorry, I've only had two cups of coffee.
I rest my case.
That's why, this reason why I don't do morning radio, okay? It's usually afternoon radio. I've had plenty of coffee. But you know, she's...
And no banana peel cases.
Correct. But she's worse than, you know, trying to nail Jell-O to the wall.
Yeah.
Okay? It's impossible. But if you had hard numbers and could show that your kilowatt hour usage from last year to this year is identical and your bill goes up by 50%, that would be sufficient to legally challenge the alleged 12% rate increase.
We need someone to do that. Who can measure their kilowatts?
It's really not hard. In fact, Ameren gives you the data. You can ask for all of your electric usage directly from Ameren, and they've got to give it to you. And then when they give it to you, you can turn around and use that to challenge the amount of their rate increase.
Okay. This is good stuff, Brad, because, I find this upsetting. Like,
it is upsetting because, listen, here's the reason why it's upsetting. The reason why the electric utilities have to go and get a rate increase approval is because they are a monopoly. Monopolies
are by definition
bad, okay, because there's no competition. But when you've got a monopoly that says, oh, we're only going to raise your rates by 12%, and then you've got a 50% increase in your electric bill, then by definition, if that is occurring, that monopoly is violating the public trust that allows the monopoly to exist in the first place.
Brad Young, we appreciate you jumping in on this.
Thank you.
And we're gonna need you to get involved with the class action lawsuit, which is inevitable.
Well, listen, you know, as long as the fees are there, you got me.
this guy. Thanks, Brad.
Thank you, Brad. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
KMOX legal analyst Brad Young, Harris Dowell, Fisher & Young, partner there.
Good stuff.
Yeah, man. This can't go on. It's not sustainable. There are some people like, no big deal, whatever. I could pay for it. Not most people.
Not me.
By the way, our question of the week on our Twitter account, you need to follow us at Chris Amy KMOX, and we have a question of the week
topic. With your AC, even if you set it at 80, do you keep the AC fan on all the time, or do you let the AC completely, the fan shut off? I've heard both theories, that you keep the fan on all the time, no matter what you set it at, or you have the fan shut off when the AC
The theory is that if you let it be warm during the day and then you come home and turn it on up high later, you're using a bunch of energy to cool the place down.
Is it? Because the fan's on.
Right.
No matter what.
So let us know. Follow us on Twitter at Chris Amy KMOX. Let us know what you do.